Morning, Kent.
Boy, I tell you what, this song literally is hot. Sir, how did this song come into being? How did you make this song a reality?
Well, it's one of them things, you know, we were looking for songs to record for the new CD a couple of years ago, and we were, you know, I was going through hundreds and hundreds of songs. I was getting them in big boxes every day just to go through. And,
yeah.
Emails and all that, and, you know, when you get that many songs, it's real hard to find one because your ears get tired of listening. When I heard this thing kick off, I just had to turn it up and kick back and listen to it. I knew it was going to be a good one. And every once in a while, it just happens every so often that you find a very unique song like that.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to find quite a few of those.
You caught a catfish and it was covered in ticks. You know it's hot. You know it's hot when you catch a catfish like that. Now, if I were to catch one like that, I don't know if I'd keep it or if I'd throw it back, Mark.
I'd take it to town and show everybody.
Absolutely. Well, man, congratulations on it, because it is creating quite a stir. And it's on the CD called Tradition Lives. Is that right?
That's right. The album's called Tradition Lives, and it's full of just that, traditional country music. I've spent about 2 years recording this album, and we were just wanting to put some new music out for my fans that like our kind of music that we're doing. It's a great album. I'm really, really proud of it. And I hope everybody goes to my website and orders them a copy, or comes out to our show and pick it up there. We'd appreciate it.
Well, it's markchestnut.com, and we'll have this all up on our website and our Facebook and all that good stuff. But what's exciting to me, Mark, is the fact that people will hear the song Hot, and maybe they're new to listening to the radio or whatever it may be, and they'll Google Mark Chestnut, and then they'll find songs that I love, like Brother Jukebox, It Sure Is Monday, Going Through the Big D, Too Cold at Home. I mean, that's got to be an exciting thing right there for you.
Oh, it is. That happens a lot, and I'm glad you brought that up. Young folks are going online that's never heard of guys like me and Joe Diffie, and they're Googling this, and they're checking us out and downloading all our old catalog, and they can get all the music that we put out over the last 27 years. And that is the greatest thing. They don't have to go look for it in stores. You can get it right there wherever you're sitting.
You know, when you're out on the road, Mark, and you're doing a tour maybe with Aaron Tippin or Sammy Kershaw or whoever, just yourself, like when you do your songs, what is the song maybe out of you've had so many number ones and top 10 hits, like what's the song that you still absolutely love to do on stage?
Oh, that's hands down Too Cold at Home. You know,
that's
the song that brought me to the game and got my start. And it's another one of those songs like Hot, you know, just comes along every 20 years or so.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ironic that it's about kind of like the same subject, you know. It's just talking about how hot it is in the summertime.
Yeah.
And that's exactly, you know, the way that song came about that song came out, when Too Cold at Home came out 27 years ago.
Wow.
This summer. It's it came out right in the dead of summer. And so I just been lucky with that kind of stuff, I guess.
Yeah. Before I let you go, we're going to be giving our listeners a chance to get your hot sauce. And tell me about that. Did you have a taste test on these things, or how did you choose a hot sauce?
Oh, yeah. We tasted a lot of them. I have my day-to-day manager that takes care of all my business. And we come up with, it was his idea, really. And we were talking about we love to eat, both of us.
Yeah.
We love to cook, and we were talking about some kind of hot sauce that he had found, and then we thought, hey man, why don't we just put out our own hot sauce, and since we've got a song called Hot, and let's see what happens with it. and so we started checking out a bunch of different recipes from guys all over Texas. You know, we didn't want to steal anybody's, but so we put the word out what we were looking for and the taste I wanted, really.
Yeah.
And so We found one there in Texas, and that's where it's made. I love it. I think it's some of the best hot sauce I ever tasted. It won't burn you
yeah.
much that you can't enjoy it, but it does have some good Texas heat to it.
Okay.
And you can really get a strong taste of cayenne pepper.
Okay.
But real fresh, not vinegary.
Okay. That was my next question. I didn't know if it was like a vinegar-based deal, but it's just the right amount of everything.
Right. Just right.
I'm loving this. It's Mark Chestnut, my guest today on the show. We're going to play the song here in a little bit. We're also going to play Too Cold at Home because I want to bring in the hot correlation here between the songs. And if you want the hot sauce, you keep listening here, you can go online and just get it with a t-shirt and all kinds of good things at markchestnut.com. Mark, you have a wonderful day today, my friend, and thank you for joining us here on Z100 this morning.
Man, I enjoyed talking to you. Thank you for playing the song. I sure do appreciate it. And I hope everybody comes out and checks us out when we come your way this summer.